Yeah, I seen it this morning. Yeah, I seen Kurt's fight this morning. He was fighting at 2 minutes past 4 a.m. So I only caught it this morning before I went training. He boxed very well. He hasn't got a favourable draw, but look at that. That's the look of the draw. He had a tough fight. He was fighting a European Games bronze medalist from Spain. Won the first round quite comprehensively. Second round was a bit of a slugfest, and actually four judges gave the second round to the Spaniard, and only one judge gave the second round to Kurt Walker. So it was very evenly matched going into the last round, but he pulled out all the stops going into the last round and got back to his boxing. He's a great counter puncher. He's won 3 or 4 major medals. He's been living in Michael Conlon's shadows for the last 4 or 5 years, so he's really stepped up to the mark now, obviously, with Michael gone pro. Kurt was probably eager to get in there and put on a show, but he did what he had to do, and he's through to the next round, through to the last 16 now against the current Olympic champion from Rio 2016, a guy from Uzbekistan. So listen, he'll probably have to up his game for the next fight, but I think the win today, he will take a lot of confidence from the result this morning.
And yeah, so he is coming up against somebody who's at the top of his sport now at the minute. And you have mentioned the draw there, I suppose. We saw with the English football team in the Euros there that, you know, a good draw can get you very, very far, and a bad draw can mean, you know, you have a very tough road ahead. So who do you think has the toughest route to the final of the 7 that we've sent over?
Yeah, just studying the draw when it was made the other day, I think out of the 7 boxers, I think 5 of the boxers received no favours in the draw. And I think, speaking from experience, a favourable draw, of course you have to go out there and perform to the best of your ability no matter who you're fighting against, but I think a favourable draw is so important. We just alluded to the fact that Kurt Walker is fighting against the Olympic champion from 2016. But moving forward then, just from looking at the draw, I think that Kelly Harrington has a favourable draw. She's through to the last 16. She'll fight the winner of Italy and Mexico. Obviously, going further into the competition for her then, you're looking at the world champion from Brazil. You have Dubois from Great Britain, who's up and coming as well. But Kelly Harrington has a favourable draw. She's 2 fights from a medal. She was fortunate enough to receive a bye to the last 16. That's because she is seeded. So she will definitely be targeting a medal. But again, it's one fight at a time, and she can't overlook whoever comes through Italy or Mexico. Moving on from that then, my old weight, welterweight, Aidan Walsh, siblings representing Ireland in Tokyo, Aidan Walsh and Michael Walsh. Aidan Walsh has got a dream draw. He also received the bye. He's not seeded, so he was fortunate to receive the bye to the last 16. He'll be fighting on Tuesday, and more than likely he'll be fighting a guy from Cameroon. And if he gets beyond that fight, he's looking at fighting the winner of a guy from Jordan or Canada. So he's avoided all the big guns. He's avoided the top 4 or 5 big names in the welterweight division, but he still has to step in between those ropes and perform. You know, there's no louches at the Olympic Games, so he's going to have to perform. But the draw will help him. Hopefully he can get off to a win away on Tuesday. Looking forward then, again, Yvifo O'Rourke from Roscommon. She has a tough draw. She's fighting an Olympic bronze medalist, Li Quan from China. Tough draw. And Emmett Brennan, he's been boxing a lifetime, boxing since he's 7 years of age. He's 30, coming up on 31 years of age. And he was a real surprise package to qualify for the Tokyo Olympics. And it was great to see. Again, he has an unfavourable draw. He's fighting a guy from Uzbekistan, the current world silver medalist. So I suppose, summarising it, out of the 7 boxers, I think the 2 that have got the most favourable draws would be Kelly Harrington and Aidan Walsh. Aidan Walsh's sister, Michaela, will fight the Italian. She won on a 4-1 split decision against Russia in the early hours of the morning, Irma Testa from Italy. She's a European champion from 2019. So again, that's going to be a very tough opening fight for Michaela Walsh. But I've trained with Michaela Walsh for 4 or 5 years. A great boxer. I've no doubt she can cause an upset if she performs to the best of her ability, without doubt.
Absolutely. Hopefully a couple of medals there. And I think Kelly Harrington is probably the one that we're all looking at. She might actually come up against Mira Pakkanen as well. And if that name sounds familiar to you, she's the woman that beat Katie Taylor in 2016 as well. And, you know, we have those images of Katie just speechless after speaking to RTE. So do you think Kelly will get revenge there if they do manage to come up against each other?
Yeah, if they keep winning, obviously they're going to meet. Pakkanen is on the harder side of the draw. She is nearly 40 years of age. She's very, very tough. I think she's, after fighting Kelly Harrington on 3 occasions, Kelly hasn't got on well with her in previous fights, but I think in the last 18 months Kelly Harrington has reached a new level. You know, she's a couple of major medals to her name. Again, like Kurt Walker, living in the shadows of Michael Conlon, Kelly Harrington is now 31. She's a seasoned campaigner, a wealth of experience since Katie turned pro. And I've no doubt, I really enjoy looking at Kelly Harrington. She can mix it up. She can fight. She can box. She can box orthodox. She can box southpaw. She can box on the front foot, on the back foot. On her day, Kelly Harrington won't be beaten. But look at, nothing is won on paper. She has a nice favourable draw. But the further she goes into the competition, there are girls there only waiting to fight Kelly Harrington. Potkin and Benoit, Ferreira of Brazil. There's a girl, Rashida, from the USA, who will be well-schooled by her own county man, Billy Walsh. So, listen, there's a lot of obstacles in her way, but I have no doubt if Kelly Harrington performs the way she can perform, I think she'll go all the way. But it's just probably a little bit premature to be talking about a gold medal for Kelly yet, but she's definitely capable of it.
Put us in the shoes of an Irish boxer. You know, Kurt Walker has already got one win under his belt. That'll settle him down a bit. But how do you approach your first match in the Olympics?
It's tough. It's tough, and for me it was probably a little bit unique because I had never boxed in any major tournament. There's three major tournaments: the European Championships, the World Championships, and the Olympic Games. And my first major tournament was the Olympic Games, which was fairly uncommon. But it's hard to prepare for. Obviously, I worked with a sports psychologist in the high performance, Jerry Hussey, who was a great help to me, and maybe I wouldn't have qualified without his help or his guidance. But walking out in the Excel Arena with 12,500 people shouting at you, most of them from Ireland, I walked out, of course I was nervous, but there's so many great fighters from Ireland down through the years who haven't been fortunate enough to qualify for an Olympic Games. And I suppose you join an elite bunch when you do so at whatever sport you qualify at. And I walked out there as a proud Wexford man, as a proud Irish man, and I was thinking at times, what in God's name am I doing here? How did I get here? But at the same time, I was full of joy, full of pride, walking to the ring. And I just think, I suppose from people looking in from the outside, they think maybe that it happens overnight, but it's years of hard work. Emmett Brennan, a prime example, he's boxing since he's 7 years of age, and now he's nearly in the twilight of his amateur career. He's 31, but it's just years of dedication. You need the breaks. It's like any sport. You need to perform on the day. You need a little bit of luck. But speaking from experience, walking out for my first fight in the Olympic Games is something, probably one of the greatest memories I will ever have. Something I still think about. And even looking at the Olympics this morning on telly, it's something where I suppose people, the length and breadth of the world, tune in for. It's just a monumental sporting event, and it was great to be part of it. And probably extra special as well to have a fellow county man in my corner. So it was absolutely brilliant, yeah.
You've been speaking earlier on this year about the lack of crowds. You know, that's obviously something that was very stark to see in the opening ceremony, was these 68,000 empty seats. I know it's something that you've spoken about before in 2012. You know, you had all the Irish expats and people going over to support you. And do you think that that's going to be missed now? Because, you know, you think of all the great Irish boxing occasions, and you think of even going back to Barry McGuigan and the ole oles, and, you know, the Irish crowd getting behind the Irish boxers. So do you think that'll be missed now over in Tokyo?
I think it will. Look, there was a lot of speculation around the Tokyo Olympics as to whether they will go ahead or not. And I think it was very, very tough for all Irish athletes, all athletes across the world. You know, the Olympics were in jeopardy. And I think the athletes are relieved now that the Olympics are going ahead, albeit without a crowd, albeit behind closed doors. I think in one way they can use it to their advantage. Looking back to 9 years ago in London 2012, it was absolutely fabulous having so many people there from Wexford and Ireland cheering me on. But I suppose at the same time, if you're boxing over in Tokyo, the far side of the world, with no people there, maybe there's less expectation, maybe there's less pressure. Speaking personally, I would love a capacity crowd cheer me on. I thrived on it. But I think these fighters and these athletes will be just happy that the Olympic Games are going ahead. There's a lot of unease over in Tokyo at the minute. I think a lot of people within Tokyo, obviously, we're opposed to it going ahead, obviously, with the new variant now, but I'm absolutely chuffed that it's going ahead, and I'm delighted that all these athletes that have put in years of hard work have reaped the rewards now, and they've got to basically call themselves Olympic athletes, because as I said, for the last couple of months, it has been up in the air. But I think lack of crowds won't affect them. They'll be well schooled by their coaches, and they'll go out there and they'll know exactly what they have to do to win. So I don't think, in a nutshell, I don't think it's going to affect them a whole lot, no.
I know last month you managed to meet up with Zorantia, who of course played a big role in getting you to London in 2012. And, you know, he's managed to get seven boxers out there to the Olympics this year. What kind of man is he, and what kind of role does he play in, you know, getting you to success?
Yeah, Zor and Billy Walsh were the two main guys that formed the High Performance back in 2003. And they were a match made in heaven, really. You know, I was lucky enough to work with Zor and Billy in the High Performance unit from 2011 to 2016. So I was lucky enough to have those guys in my corner for 5 years, both very different in their own ways. Billy was a great coach, a great man manager, was always on the gym floor and had a great rapport with all the boxers, and he's sorely missed. Zor, probably tactically the best coach I ever worked with, maybe struggled a little bit when Billy left to find his feet, because they worked so well together for the 13 years previous. A great tactician, and he does a lot of homework on your opponents. He does a lot of video analysis on the guys that you're going to be fighting, which is always important. But he's a great coach, originally from Georgia, here nearly 20 years now. And I think there was a lot of pressure after what happened in Rio, not coming home with any medal. I think Zor probably came in for a little bit of undue criticism, which I think he didn't deserve. So I was absolutely chuffed to see Zor qualify seven boxers for the Tokyo Olympics. And I put something up on social media there. I was up with him and the wife and the family for nearly 2 hours when I was on duty last month. I called in and we were reminiscing over old days. But he had only been back from Paris at the last qualifier. But he's a great coach, great guy, and obviously a lot of nerves would have been settled early on this morning with Cork getting that first win under the belt. So listen, you're always asked the question from the outset, how many medals can you bring home? But Zor never talks like that, Billy never talks like that. You just worry on your performance, and if you worry about your performance, well then the outcome will look after itself. So I've no doubt if all these guys and girls perform, we can bring home multiple medals, and hopefully they will.
Absolutely. And will you keep an eye in now on Billy Walsh and his American team? The Keyshawn Davis seems to be the man that they're all bigging up there, so he looks like he might be a real medal prospect. And of course we have Eddie Bulger with the German team as well, so will you keep an eye on Eddie and Billy?
Absolutely, yeah. I was in contact with Billy a couple of weeks ago, just wishing him well. I'd be in contact with him once a month over the phone, so we're still close, and I try to meet up with him for a cuppa anytime he's home. But he hasn't been home obviously in quite some time now with what's gone on with COVID and whatnot. But yeah, they got off to a mixed start. They had qualified 10 boxers, which is great. They won one and lost one, but I've no doubt that, look at USA Boxing have been a sleeping giant really in amateur boxing. All they want to do when they get to 18 or 19 years of age is go pro. They see the bright lights, they see the money, and they want to go pro. So Billy obviously went over for Rio. He won a gold, silver and bronze. They won no medal, men's medal, in London. So Billy was only with them for a very short period of time prior to the Rio Games in 2016, and he came back with a gold, silver, bronze. And very unlucky not to add another couple of medals to that. So yeah, I was in contact with him, and I will be keeping a close eye on the USA boxers as well as the German boxers. I got on really well with Eddie Bulger as well, but I think it's fantastic to see two Wexford men who played a pivotal role in the High Performance here in Ireland go on to, I suppose, greater things. I suppose Germany and USA's gain is our loss, but I'll be rooting for them all the way, and I hope USA and Ireland don't come face to face. It's probably inevitable, maybe, because we've 7 qualified and they had 10 qualified, so it could happen that we cross paths at some stage, and if we do, I suppose we'll be rooting for Ireland, no doubt, but hopefully we won't be put in that position.